Brian, really the story of the game is the start of the game and the start of the second half. 16-2 Iowa to start, 9-0 to start the second half. What did you see at those stages of the game?
Not a lot of offense on our part. We came out flat, no question about it. It's hard to put an explanation on these things. You know, we got them up, we got them ready. We went, had a good walkthrough, had a good film session. They seemed very, very good workout before the game, and seemed ready to go. And then we just came out and didn't really match the intensity of Iowa or even come close. We were a little bit casual, and they made us pay for it. And in the first half and second half.
Yeah, 19 in the first half and then 45 in the second. Now, some of that, admittedly, Iowa knew they probably had the game won. But what was better in the second half than what you saw in the first, which obviously wasn't good by any stretch?
Well, I mean, I think if you look at our shooting percentage, we shot better. We made some shots. We made some threes, which we weren't able to do in the first half. And I think that made us, the court opened up a little bit for driving lanes for Tim. But you're right, you know, it's just human nature that I'm sure Iowa at some point thought that the game was in hand and didn't play as hard and made it easier for us. And, you know, our great challenge is, and to give all the credit to Iowa, our great challenge is how do we get the guys ready to play from the opening tip to have that same kind of intensity and aggressiveness offensively.
Yeah, we thought that you would be able to score against this team because that's real. I mean, they give up 75 a game in the Big Ten. That to us was the biggest surprise. We knew they had some offense, but to only have 5 points after 7-8 minutes and 19 and a half, I mean, I know that wasn't part of your thinking when you did the scouting. You're thinking you can probably put up a decent number against this team.
Well, that's what you're hoping. You're hoping to come out and guys hit shots a little bit early, get some confidence. You know, we got open looks. We just weren't able to nail them. And, Tim didn't have one of his better days. I think that, he did by the end of the game. You know, if you look at his stat line, 10 for 20, which was good. But in the first half to start the game, he just unfortunately couldn't get in the lane, couldn't penetrate, do the things that he was normally used to doing, and give a lot of credit to Iowa because of their defense.
Yeah, and sometimes when he was, as you said, Brian, he would finally find somebody open, couldn't make any shots early, and everybody starts to get discouraged. The other stat that jumps off the stat sheet, and we thought this before the game, because Iowa really doesn't get many points in a three-point line, but 34 free throws to 7. I mean, you're never going to win on the road with those kind of numbers.
No question. That was part of our scout as well. They're very aggressive. When they get the ball down low, they go up your chest. They make the refs call fouls. They do a very good job of that. The kid White that they have, the freshman, you know, he's really good, very aggressive. And, you know, he killed us on the boards, three offensive boards. And they practice that. They work on that. You can tell that they work on that. And they put a lot of pressure on your defense because they're not going to back away or take fadeaways. They're going to go through your chest, and the refs are going to have to make calls.
And the X factor of Bryce Cartwright is really most of the time a non-scoring point guard. Really, he's not a shooter. And today he gets 17 against you. And that I know that what you weren't expecting. You couldn't possibly have been expecting that.
Well, you don't expect people to get three times their average on you. And that's what he did. And I think that had a lot to do with the way we defend it. We didn't defend it with a purpose to start the game. And he was aggressive. And, you know, any guy at this level, they can get it going. I mean, there's no question about it. They're at this level for a reason. And once you start feeling good about yourself, you get some early open looks, then you never know what can happen. And give him a lot of credit. He felt it today, and he took it right to us.
Brian, it's been a long stretch on the road. It's 4 out of 5. You got one more to go at Michigan State on Wednesday. I know this is your first tour through the Big Ten. As you've seen this night after night on the road, what has this been like to deal with these, I mean, good teams in their places, big crowds screaming, yelling? I mean, you've been there before, but not in this league before.
Well, it's a terrific league. I think, you know, it's the number one league in the nation right now for good reason. There are great teams in the league, great atmospheres to go along with those great teams. And the level of play is, you know, it's a great combination of good athletic ability combined with high intellect play, which is really neat to see, and that's why you have to be on your game. We're not going to out-athlete anybody at this point. We need to be sound in our defensive rotations and the way we play, and today wasn't one of, you know, we didn't execute defensively the way we wanted to, but it's a great league, and it's a lot of fun to go through.